This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. A district judge has sentenced an Effingham County man to 12 years in prison after he admitted to exploiting an 89-year-old man out of more than $400,000. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Illinois says 42-year-old Edward Steef Jr. pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud, one count of mail fraud, and one count of unlawful monetary transactions in criminal-derived property. The judge ordered him to pay more than $411,000 in restitution. According to court documents, Steef met the victim in May of 2023 after becoming acquainted with him while offering lawn care and landscaping services. Shortly thereafter, Steef used several misrepresentations to convince the victim to appoint him as his financial and health care power of attorney. He then became a signatory on the victim's bank accounts and talked the victim into cashing out his life insurance policies and deposited most of the victim's money into Steef's personal bank accounts. Steef spent the victim's life savings on himself. Steef eventually persuaded the victim to leave a nursing home facility and move into his full-time care. Under Steef's supervision, the victim was not cared for and his medical needs were not met. The Trump administration is working to weaken or repeal federal oil and gas bonding requirements, effectively leaving taxpayers holding the bag for billions of dollars in cleanup costs when wells are plugged or abandoned. David Jenkins leads Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. He emphasizes that public lands are owned by the public, which allows oil and gas companies to use them for profit. He thinks it isn't too much to ask them to clean up after themselves when they're done benefiting from the extraction process.
And all we need to do is just keep the current bonding rates in place and make sure that when companies do renege on their promise to clean up these wells, that the bond covers it and not you and me.
Four Democratic lawmakers sent a letter to the U.S. Interior Secretary and the Bureau of Land Management last month, asking the administration to retain a 2024 BLM rule that raised bonding requirements. You can read more on the arguments on our website, wsiu.org.